Hey,
hello.
I forgot to tell you something before I hopped on this.
Okay.
So you know that video you tagged me in this morning?
Yeah.
So I have a friend woo-woo. Who I have a friend who looks identical to him. So, oh yeah, he's been tagged in plenty of those videos that guy's done. I about pissed myself laughing this morning because I was on my phone just like scrolling Facebook when I was taking a piss at work. I saw like, you tag me in that video and I started watching it because I had my AirPods in.
Yeah.
And I'm just walking down the hall laughing my ass off. I'm sure anybody who saw me is like, what is he laughing about? Yeah, it's already funny, but it's even funnier because I have a friend who looks just like him.
Little did you know, you actually have a Juggalo friend.
Fuck this shit. Whoop, whoop. Whoop, whoop.
Oh, my back.
There's a couple of those videos that guy's done, and it's just fucking hysterical. I saw another one where he like jumps through some light tubes and shit. I'm like, this guy's just trying to get his CZW tryout.
Oh, where he like the boards laying up against the wall? Side of the building. Yeah, I tagged David in that one.
There's that one, and then there's another one where he like jumps. So there's another one where he jumps like on some light tubes, but there's another one where he puts the Legos on a washer. And he, like, Shawn Michaels elbow drops it. Fucking hysterical, dude.
I think the Facebook page is Superhuman, if anybody wants to go watch it.
Yeah, that is fucking hilarious. I don't know if this guy's, like, legitimately, like, got some problems, or if he just,
dude, he's just a juggalo. He just does it for the thrill of it. Juggalos and juggalettes, dude.
Just does it for the thrill of it.
Well, week 8 was not good for us at all.
Or other players on a bye.
Or other players. Everybody just...
weekend.
Everything, yeah. Just weird weekend. You start off your Thursday night game. Packers having no starting receivers. Somehow beat the Cardinals 24-21 after AJ Green decided that he was going to disconnect his controller.
Yep.
And stop playing.
That just shows that as long as you have Aaron, dude, you're fine. But if they lose Aaron, they're in trouble.
I guess. I mean, it was a little irritating because I have Kyler and I have AJ, and that miscommunication really hindered my fantasy team. But
Kyler Murray might be done. He might be hurt for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, he's got his ankle issue. He's questionable. He's recovering from it right now.
He's no tank like Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield's out here like bust a shoulder and not playing.
I got torn labrum. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, he does not care. It's not Cleveland's like, by the way, becoming a huge dumpster fire. Apparently, they were trying to trade OBJ like passively. Their team's calling on him, and then OBJ's dad this morning like tweeted some shit. Then LeBron tweeted some shit. I don't know. Like, apparently he wants out of Cleveland because he's not getting enough targets.
I mean, he's not. I can tell you.
He's not. Like,
he's not.
Like, I'm not contesting it at all because he's not getting very many targets. But at the same time, it's like, oh, what are you going to do? You're on a team where you got a lot of different weapons. So.
Well, here's the thing, though. Like, so I've watched a good amount of Browns football this year. And I've watched a lot with OBJ in the game. I've watched a lot with OBJ not in the game. And through those games, no matter what, Baker's never looking over to where OBJ would be. Baker's always looking over to his left side, basically.
Yeah.
He's rarely looking over to the right side. I don't know if that's something because of his shoulder or whatever, but like he immediately looks down his receiver and he's staring them down. Like he's not trying to play the safety at all. He's not doing any of these like quarterback tricks. He's literally just, all right, this is play. This is the guy I'm throwing to. And he doesn't even give his star receiver a look. And I don't know if it's maybe the coaches just not drawing a place for OBJ, but it's irritating. It's really irritating.
I'm not going to lie about two things here. One, Cleveland was way better when OBJ was hurt last year. And two, I think OBJ is a cancer in the locker room.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, he seemed like he was doing good even when he was hurt and when he came back. Like, it's not like he exploded after week one or week two. It took 8 weeks for him to be like, all right, this is bullshit.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying they played really well last year when they got in that playoff run with Landry as the primary target. And then, and I don't know, it just seems like OBJ, he forced his way out of New York, and now he's trying to force his way out of Cleveland. I think the guy's kind of a fucking diva, to be honest with you. But
was OBJ doing anything, or is it his camp around him doing it?
I think it's a mix of both. A lot of the noises came from the camp, but I think, and this is just an opinion, but I think a lot of that's being driven internally from him.
Maybe. So, I mean, it can – so – what gets says behind closed doors gets says behind closed doors. I mean, you can go to work and have a smile on your face, be like, yeah, this is a great place. I love working for this company. And then go back home, crack a beer open, like, I fucking hate that place.
Yeah.
You can do that and it'd be fine. It's just that maybe his camp saying the quiet part out loud when they shouldn't be, and he's just trying to
save face,
basically.
Yeah. And
I don't know. Just from watching it and his interactions and on the sideline and everything, he doesn't look like he's being like Odell from the Giants, where he was just shut down and like closed down and just pissed off the whole time. Like, he looks like he just wants to win and just wants to be an important part of this team.
Yeah, well, I read that the Saints were looking at trying to get him before the deadline today, and the team that should have been in the hunt but wasn't is the Green Bay Packers, because they had Beckham on the other side of Adams. That team would be just stupid.
Or the Atlanta Falcons with Calvin Ridley going down for I'm sad.
The Atlanta Falcons are like the Detroit Lions South.
It's so irritating. It's so freaking irritating.
Right now it's where careers go to die. Matt not Ryan's even unfortunately that there. It's pretty well. You know, it's better than it was last year. I will give credit where
it's due. Better than it was last year. It's not even that bad. They're 3-4, but like, they're not the worst 3-4 team or the team with a losing record. Like, they're one of the
definitely
best
not
losing
the best
record teams.
They're
one
definitely
the
not
best.
The best. No,
with a losing record.
No.
Okay, so you have the Colts, maybe.
The Colts are better than the Falcons.
Yet the Seahawks without Russell.
Without Russell. The Falcons are about even with Russell.
And then
the Seahawks are better.
Yeah, Vikings, Colts, and Falcons top three.
No, the Vikings are better than the Falcons, too. I would take Seattle because Russ is going
to
be back.
See, I'd say that, too, until they lost to Cooper Rush at quarterback.
Dude, that... I was beyond pissed because my parlay last weekend had the Cowboys on it. So me being a logical person doing the numbers in my head, I go bet on the Vikings to cover. And I'm like, the Vikings going to win this game with a backup quarterback, so I need to hedge that bet. And then the Vikings just fuck it all up. Classic Minnesota. I was beside myself.
And we talked about on the pod last week, too, how Jack Prescott probably wasn't going to start because of those money lines. You know, heard that on Pat's show, thought about it. Like, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, well, I think that, like, straight up here, with Dak Prescott out last week, potentially coming back this week, I don't know. But Dallas picking up a win against a team like Minnesota with a backup quarterback who really never started the game. I think that speaks volumes to how good their team is.
Maybe Andy Dalton was the issue. And we should probably get
the Red Rocket.
The Red Rocket. Your Sunday morning game started off with Panthers at Falcons. Ben had the Panthers. I had the Falcons, and Falcons lost 19-13. It's kind of disappointing. Whatever. Don't really care.
It's always a safe bet.
Dolphins, Bills. We both had Bills. Bills win. They cover, too. They were 14-point favorites. They win by 15, 26-11. You then got Niners and Bears. I had Bears. You had Niners, and your Niners came back in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, that I was gonna say that Dolphins Bills game was too close for a while there. I don't know why.
Yeah, it was 3-3 leaving the first half.
Just divisional football that broke the Bills' streak. By the way, they had like a 16-game streak where they were leading at halftime. So like the one week I decided, hey, I'm gonna start betting the Bills to win the first half, and then a fucking tie with Miami.
Hey, anytime you decide to bet, let me know. That way I can bet the opposite.
Yeah, this week wasn't that bad to me, to be honest with you.
I had
a couple good hits. Enough money to put on the Rams and the Colts to win their divisions this year.
Got Niners at Bears. Niners, you had them. I had the Bears. Niners had a huge fourth quarter comeback and win 33-22.
More importantly, Justin Fields played well in this game with Matt Nagy out.
So, I mean, he did all right. Yeah, he had 175 yards, one touchdown, but he did have 100 yards rushing and a touchdown. So, I mean, they let him use his legs finally, which kind of hurt me because I had Khalil Herbert, who was running all game or at the beginning of the game, and then the Niners were like, oh, let's put eight people in the box and just all go at Khalil Herbert and leave Justin Fields alone.
Fred Warner, man. The guy's a fucking hawk.
I guess. Really, really hurt me. I can tell you that much. Next up, we got Steelers at Browns. We both had the Browns there. Steelers come up with the upset, winning 15-10.
Cleveland's a weird team right now.
Yeah, it's just it's all weird. You then have Eagles at Lions. Eagles demolished the Lions, 44-6.
I never would have guessed this in a million years. I actually took the Lions on the money line with this game.
Well, the crazy thing, Jalen Hurts only threw for 100 yards.
Yeah, I thought these teams are pretty even, and then Detroit, I think, just gave it all up last week in that Rams game. I think they put all their effort in there and were worn down.
Yeah, if you had Jake Elliott on your fantasy team, though, he did pretty good for you. Went 3-for-3 on field goals and 5-for-5 for extra points. So,
not a bad day.
Not a bad day at all. I don't know how the hell they must have went for two somewhere because
who Philly.
No, they didn't. What the hell? Where the hell is these? He had 14 of 44 points. That leaves 30 points. Whatever. Eagles won 44-6. Lions, again, going 0-17. Well, like I 44 said.
44 points, David. 35 points from touchdowns and then three field goals. Is that what you said he had? It was three field goals?
You're right. Yeah, five touchdowns. Yep. Sorry. I was thinking 7 points, not 6 points. Yep. Up next, you got Titans at Colts. You had Titans out of the Colts. Looked like the Colts was going to win there for a second. And then Carson Wentz throws a left-handed interception in his end zone. Then comes back to the next drive, scores a touchdown, gets it into overtime, and the Titans just did enough to win the game. It was a really good game.
That was a game of the week, if you ask me.
No, if you're asking me about game of the week, it was the Bengals at the Jets. Bengals losing 31-34 to Mike White, the quarterback out of Western Kentucky, the fifth round pick back in 2018.
All these Jets fans now are like, Mike White's a new starter. Zach Wilson is no longer the franchise quarterback that we wanted to be.
Here's the thing, though. Mike White has two more starts until Zach Wilson's healthy again. If he wins these two games, no, if he wins these two games, though,
they can't move on.
They can't put Zach Wilson in. They can't do that.
No, and it's going to fuck with that guy's confidence. Because, you know, like, this guy's like, you don't know, but there's like an 85-90% probability this is a wash in the pan because of the lack of tape on him.
Oh, it's a Matt Flynn situation, 100%.
But at the same time, it's like, okay, what if this guy continues to ball out and they have to keep him in there because he's balling out?
I mean, a win's a win. And the Bengals' defense is a very good defense.
Yeah, it's one of the top defenses in football.
Yep. And this guy just casually throws 405 yards, three touchdowns.
Yeah. No big deal.
No big deal or anything like that.
This is the first Jets quarterback to throw over like 400 yards in a couple decades, I think it was. Like since the 90s, if I remember right.
And I mean, to be fair, they did score 17 points in the fourth quarter. It was kind of lax defense. And the Jets weren't even – there was no chance they were going to come back, and they came back.
Yeah. So, if you want to talk – another team that fucked me on the money line this week, Cincinnati Bengals, right there.
They were 10.5-point favorites, lose by three. Yeah. Up next, you got the Rams at the Texans. Rams cover, winning 38-22. They were 14.5-point favorites. Davis Mills did okay, though, 310 yards and two touchdowns.
Not a bad day at the office. A lot of garbage time.
A lot of garbage time. He scored 22 points in the fourth quarter. So, of the 22 points they had all in the fourth quarter. Rams scored 0 points in the fourth quarter because why the hell would you score any points in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, don't let the score fool you at all here. The Rams.
It was a 38-0 blow.
Killed them. Yeah, and the worst part about this is the Rams were 16.5-point favorites, won by 16. Mm-hmm. just a tragedy out here.
Well, we talked about it, they were 14.5.
Yeah, they got bumped to a 16.5 on Sunday before kickoff.
Ah, I see. Up next, you got Patriots at Chargers. Pats come away with the win 27-14. Herbert throws right. Two picks. Belichick coaches all around him and pulls a win with Mac Daddy out there.
Yeah, the Patriots are getting better and better every week. Yeah, it's coming together.
They're not a playoff team, though.
They're getting to the playoffs. I think they make some noise and win a game or two.
No. A game or two makes them to the AFC Championship. So that means saying they make it to the AFC Championship?
It's a possibility.
Not a chance. Not a goddamn chance. That's like me saying the Falcons have a chance.
See, the thing is, the Patriots have a more complete team.
I don't know. AJ Terrell has been a very good corner for the Falcons right now.
He has been. Is he a rookie or second year?
I think he's second year. Let me look. AJ Terrell, cornerback.
The Patriots are.
He is a second year out of Clemson.
Gotcha. The Patriots are in like a weird rebuild reload stage. Or like they're really loaded up in the offseason. But I still think they can win a playoff game and they're gonna get in there. They won't win the AFC East though. Buffalo's pretty good. I won't go that far.
Up next you had Jags at Seahawks. We both had the Jags, so they can't. Seahawks got Geno Smith, and Geno is not that good of a quarterback. Geno sets the record for most consecutive passes completed this year. Over Aaron Rodgers.
The Jags also fucked me on this. I took them like +4. Because I thought this would be like a low-scoring, close game, like a 17-13 maybe.
We also had Trevor Lawrence throwing the ball 54 times.
Yeah, dude, the Jags are the real dumpster fire here. Detroit's the bottom of the bottom this year, but Jacksonville's right there with them.
Jacksonville, yeah, they're right there. Up next, you got Washington football team at Broncos. We both had Washington. Broncos come away with a win, 17-10. Heinicke gave them a chance at the end there, but.
Yeah, it was like in the final 10 seconds.
Yeah, and then he threw that, what was it, a pick, right?
Yeah, it was a pick. It was like 4 seconds left. Let us all down.
Yeah, it is what it is. I mean, I hope he gets himself like a solid gig now, though.
I honestly think Washington's going to keep rolling with him. I don't know if he's the choice. I think he'd be a really good backup.
You think it's going to be like a Kirk Cousins situation where they're like, whatever.
Yeah, the only difference was Kirk Cousins was playing better than him. Heinicke's been better than expected, but like – I don't know. I just feel like he's a very bottom of the totem pole starter, maybe a high quality backup.
Yeah.
It just sucks. There's not a lot of quarterbacks to go around. So it's like, this guy's probably going to get to keep playing.
Yeah. Right now it's not like there's like a huge lack of talent, but there's not like a game changing guy that you can just get in the next year or two.
And the draft is not looking very promising this year.
No, not at all. I mean, you can maybe get Cooper Rush out of Dallas, but
love to see Riverboat Ron take a gamble on Cooper Rush.
Had Bucks and Saints. I sadly did not pick the Saints. I had a feeling like I should have picked them, but I didn't.
They're the kryptonite.
Saints win.
Yeah, they're the kryptonite to the Buccaneers. I don't know, like, if Sean Payton has some fucking blackmail on Bruce Arians.
Well, when you got your star quarterback as Trevor Siemian, there's an issue when you lose to that man.
The thing is, Sean Payton is taking these pieces and putting them together. He's a lot like Belichick, like with his whole philosophy behind it, because he can just plug and play. Because like Trevor Siemian looked like a completely different quarterback in that game than he did in Denver when he played for like a season. He looked like an actual accurate quarterback once Jameis went down.
You know, Jameis tore his ACL. He's no longer on my fantasy team. I have cut his ass.
No more Eaton W's?
No more Eaton W's, sadly. He's a really good fantasy quarterback, though, for me. He's a good QB, too.
This year, he's played a hell of a lot better than I thought he would.
You know, I mean, he had one or two weeks, like, where they were off weeks. But honestly, like, it was a meme that was every other week, but it really wasn't every other week. Like, it was
in Tampa, it definitely was. In New Orleans, he's been a lot more consistent.
Yeah. So I'm sad to have to let him go. Maybe in the offseason I'll pick him back up. but
maybe this one's for you, Dubs.
Yeah,
forcing out for the homies.
Then speaking of Cooper Rush, how we were earlier, Cowboys beat the Vikings in Minnesota 20-16. Vikings offense just couldn't do anything, and the Cowboys explode in the second half to get a 20-16. I mean, it's just that simple.
I would like to just say, fuck Mike Zimmer and his play calling.
It's awful.
It was god awful. It was so predictable every time.
How do you kick three consecutive field goals? You get a touchdown first quarter. After that, 3 points. After that, 3 points. After that, 3 points. Like, how the hell?
The Vikings are just that team where, like, they have all the pieces on paper to where it should work out, where they're, like, a contending threat. But then they get on the field and it falls apart. I don't understand.
And then you give up a game-winning drive to the backup quarterback that's never played a game in his fucking life.
They showed a stat on Sunday Night Football during this game. It's like four games that they've played this year have came down to the last fucking drive because of this shitty play calling that Mike Zimmer has. It's frustrating.
Every single game that they have lost has been a one score. Yeah. And every game they've won other than the Seahawks game, two of the three wins have been by a single score.
That play calling is fucking bad, dude. Mike Zimmer might be looking for a new gig after this.
I mean, honestly, just go get yourself Chip Kelly.
Yeah. Let's see him implode another team. He's already down to two in his time.
Exactly. And then Monday night, you had Giants and Chiefs. Chiefs sneak away victory 20-17. Not a good look for them. But
played like shit.
Played like shit. Had a lot of turnovers. Like we said last week when we were discussing them, like, we don't think – it's not that big of a deal. Like, it's – like, they're not playing well. But you know they're going to flip a switch. It's going to be all right. If they can just stop doing turnovers, which you can clean up turnovers like that week to week. So, I mean, once they stop doing that, they're going to start winning a lot more too.
So, you said you only caught the tail end of this game?
Yeah.
Biggest thing that the Giants did, and a lot of teams have been doing this except it's on Tyreek instead of Kelsey. A lot of teams have been trying to take Hill away from the passing game.
Mm-hmm.
In this game, the Giants took Kelsey away from the fucking passing game. He had one reception for 3 yards, and they had like another reception where he fumbled it.
Yeah, when I turned on my TV and I started watching, because I forgot it was Monday, I had a bad migraine yesterday. I still kind of have it. But they were talking about him dropping the ball or something, I guess, and he was looking all sad as shit on the sideline.
I think that was just like a pissed off fumble because he hadn't gotten any targets. But the Giants had Bradberry, their number one cornerback, on him a lot during the game.
I watched the post game and I heard Lewis Riddick talking about how they were like doing too deep the whole game. It's like throw the ball short or throw the ball mid, like deep middle or whatever the whole time. And like the Chiefs just aren't doing that. And I think it was Reed that said something about like how he doesn't even know what the hell is going on out there.
Yeah. Well, the other thing on this too is something's in Patrick Mahomes' head because like he's not playing.
What that could be.
I think it's this guy named Jackson and his wife and his mom. I think it's just the whole fam of damn. I think they're all in his head.
Yeah, it's a lot. I mean,
like he's not playing.
He also has the whole weight of a $500 million contract on his shoulders too.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's playing like a complete shit quarterback, but he's not playing to the potential he should be.
No, I mean, he's two games away from first right now in his division. And the Chiefs or the Raiders just lost their top receiver. The Chargers just lost to the Pats. So, I mean, all you have to do is beat the Chargers once and then beat the Raiders are going to not end up at the top. So
I still got the Chargers winning the West. But the thing is, with the Chiefs here, offensively, I think a big piece that they lost in the offseason that nobody really thought would impact them was Sammy Watkins.
Because Robinson did not step up as much as I thought he would.
No, because, I mean, like, Hill and Kelsey are who he's literally only targeting. Like, he is not going anywhere else. And it doesn't matter the fucking coverage either. Like, I saw some plays where Tyreek was double-covered and he was trying to target. And the coverage was pretty strong.
Well, this was what, the second week that Gordon started playing for them, so
Yeah, Josh Gordon's not going to be a threat.
You wait.
And that defense is just atrocious. Don't even get me started on that shit.
You know, this is his fifth season.
Josh Gordon?
Yeah.
You know, he was drafted in, like, 2012.
Yeah. Yep. He's 30 years old.
Yeah, it's all about the odd numbered years. Those are the years he quit smoking pot.
Yeah. Next year, just wait. Super Bowl would be like, yeah, sorry, guys.
Like, sorry. He gets some of that Reaper.
All right, this is his third game, technically, I guess. He's only had three total targets, too. He's had one target each game. He's only caught one.
He's like the perfect case of like an athlete who had all this potential and talent and pissed it away.
Yeah, it's sad.
It's really sad, but what are you going to do? He fucked himself. It's not like it was somebody else's fault.
Yeah, it's 100% his fault. Well, let's do our week 9 picks. You beat me. We're tied 4-4. We still got another 9 weeks. So
I like it. Got odd.
Somebody's weeks. Yep. Somebody's gonna win it.
Yeah.
We can't tie. So.
Well, this first game, I think I know who you're taking.
Oh, I'm taking the Jets 100%. Mike White's my guy.
Are you serious? Are you fucking with me?
No, I'm fucking with you. I'm taking the Colts. Okay,
good. I wanted to make sure that migraine didn't turn into you falling on your head. Yeah, I'm taking the Colts here. The Colts all won't cover, though. They're favored by, like, 10.5. It's not going to happen.
Well, no, with Mike White throwing 40 points for you, like... Well,
and he's going to expose... 50. And he's going to expose Mike White because their defense is pretty stout.
Up next, you got Browns at Bengals. Who do you got?
I got the Bengals here. They're at home in Cleveland imploding eternally. So, yeah, I'm taking the Bengals.
Is Baker playing?
Yeah, he's playing. I'm pretty sure he is, and he's hurt.
He's active. I mean,
I don't understand it. Like, their season is fucked. So, like, why doesn't he just take the time to recover properly here?
I mean, they're 4-4. Their season is fucked.
If he keeps playing hurt, there's no way he's going to be able to make a playoff run. And OBJ is, like, throwing a fit. So...
Yeah, you're right. I'm going to pick the Browns anyways. Fuck it.
Put it in the fucking bucket.
Put it in the fucking bucket. Up next, you got Broncos at Cowboys. Cowboys are 9.5-point favorites. I got Cowboys.
Yeah, I do too. I think they might even cover.
I hate saying that. Up next, you got Texans at Dolphins. Dolphins are 6.5-point favorites at home.
God damn. Why do we keep getting shitty games every week?
I know. This is bad. Who do you got?
I'm going to take Miami.
Miami.
Who's favorite? Is Miami favorite because they're at home?
Do you fucking listen to me when I talk?
I didn't hear you say it.
Yeah, Miami 6.5 points.
Okay, good, good.
I'm going to pick the Texans. Fuck it.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, fuck it. They're going to win a game. They're going to win a second game.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton.
I got Falcons, by the way, too.
I'll take the Saints.
Next, you got Raiders at Giants. Raiders are 2.5-point favorites. Who do you got?
Are you taking the Raiders?
Well, yeah, I pick first. So I'll let you know once you pick.
Goddamn. Part of me wants to take the Giants, but like, this game's fucking weird because Ruggs is going to be gone.
Nah, obviously. He'll be playing. He'll be starting.
Obviously, he's gone.
No, actually, you know what? Yeah, you're right. They'll sit him for a quarter or for a play to teach him a lesson. Like, hey, you can't do that, man. Make him sit out for a play or two.
The Giants are not good, like, at all. Fucking, this is a coin flip. You said the Raiders are a 2-point favorite?
2.5. According to Caesars.
I'll run with the Raiders because I have faith in Derek Carr, but this game could go either way pretty easily.
All right, well, I'm going Giants.
Okay.
Up next, you got Pats at Panthers. Pick the Panthers.
I go on Patriots.
Yeah, they're 4-point favorites. I don't know if I said that or not. Up next, you got Bills at Jags. Bills are 14.5-point favorites.
Bills are going to steamroll the Jaguars.
Yeah, they're going to cover, too. I got the Bills as well. Up next, you got Vikings at Baltimore. Baltimore are 5.5-point favorites.
I'll take Baltimore on this.
Okay. Vikings got to win a game. They can't go 3-5.
No, they can.
The Ravens are just so good. Oh, fuck, I'll do the Ravens. The Ravens are just really good.
They're really good, and the Vikings can't close games.
So. Oh, this one's the other line that I was really surprised on. So you got Chargers at Eagles. Chargers are only 1.5-point favorites.
You're kidding
me. I'm picking Chargers here, and I bet money on it. That's why I was calling you for. I totally forgot.
Yeah,
I said the Packers too. And Chiefs and Cardinals and Niners games, like I'll do, but I actually meant to call you about the Chargers and Eagles.
Actually. Game. One second while we're on that game. I got to see if DraftKings has updated that at all.
That's what it is on Caesar, so.
On Caesar's?
Yeah, Caesar's playbook is what ESPN uses.
Let's see. It's loading. It's loading. It's logging me in.
Up next, I got Packers at Chiefs. It's even money. I'm picking the Chiefs. I got the
Packers. You're taking...
Oh, fuck yeah. I'm picking the Chiefs. I know you just cut out there, but I am 100%. You just cut out there, but I'm 100% taking the Chiefs.
Hey, are you still there?
Yep. I'm 100% taking the Chiefs.
You're fucking high. I'm taking the Packers all day long.
I'm down my mind. Packers. Are they going to have every receiver back?
Yes.
I don't care.
Except for maybe Valdez-Scantling. He's the only
one.
That's
the important. That's the missing piece. That's why I'm picking the piece.
Yeah, he's the important one. Let's see here.
I want to have a fuck it week, and I think week 9 is a good fuck it week. Because last week I got 4 picks right, and we are tied 4-4. So
DraftKings has Chargers favored by 2, Packers +1. Now if I parlay those, I get +248. So not bad odds.
So put down $10,000.
$10,000. I got a free bet that I can use here too.
I got Cardinals against Cardinals and Niners. It's even money here.
Let's see. Yeah, it's a pick 'em game. Is Kyler looking likely to play, or is it kind of a crapshoot at this point?
Well, according to Kingsbury yesterday, he's in recovery and he won't speculate on his quarterback availability for Sunday's game.
Of course he won't. Of course he fucking won't. I'm going to take the Niners here because if the Cardinals are without Kyler Murray, they won't compete.
Interesting. I have the Cardinals because they're the best team in football, so even if they don't have him, they'll be fine.
Yeah, right. Who's their backup?
Don't matter.
It matters. Cooper Rush is not on every team.
Their backup quarterback is Colt McCoy. Texas own.
Texas alum.
Up next, you got Titans at Rams. Rams are 7.5-point favorites with Henry going down.
Really?
Yeah.
I got Rams on those.
Yeah, I got Rams too. I wouldn't be surprised though if the Titans actually come out of this game and like just punch the Rams in the mouth and win somehow. Like, I wouldn't be surprised.
I don't think they win by any means, but I think they get it tighter than 7 points.
Yeah.
That seems like a lot for that game.
That is a lot. And then, yeah, Bears at Steelers. Steelers are 6.5-point favorites. I got Steelers.
Yeah, same here.
Okay. So let me count this out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We have 7 different games this week. It's going to be a fun week. So the games that are important to watch, you got Browns at Bengals. I have Browns. You have Bengals. Texans at Dolphins. I have Texans. You have Dolphins. Falcons at Saints. I have Falcons. You have Saints. Raiders at Giants. You have Raiders. I have Giants. Pats at Panthers. You have Pats. I have Panthers. Packers at Chiefs. You have Packers. I have Chiefs. Cardinals at Niners. I have Cardinals. You have Niners. Fun fact, you picked every favorite there. Just to let you know.
Did I?
Yep, you did.
I did not because the Packers are the underdog, according to DraftKings.
According to Caesar Sportsbook, you picked even.
Caesar's is like the welfare of sportsbooks, by the way.
Well, I can't help it, but that's what ESPN, the top sports network, uses, Ben.
There goes our sponsorship opportunity with Caesar Sportsbook, by the way.
It's okay. We have DraftKings analyst Rob Payton ready on deck.
Yeah, I guess I do lean towards the favorites for good reason, but what are you going to do?
I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, last week what happened? We picked the favorites on almost every game, and we still got fucked. So,
dude, every game last week for the most part was fucking weird. Like that Saints game, like I didn't think, especially if Jameis went down, that they'd win that game.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting Simeon to do as well as he did.
Yeah, but Trevor Simeon coming out of nowhere, just balling.
We can go ahead and talk about the trade deadline that's happened. It's gone by and everything that's happened. So right now I have the Instagram page of Official Sports Place. It is my go-to Instagram page. They're right on the ball, like immediately posting. If you want a Twitter account to follow, their Twitter account also is really good. They are very, very fast with their news, and I don't have to go sit through everything being about LeBron. Like for some reason, the Texans couldn't trade Philip Lindsay, and I'm sure somehow SportsCenter said something about that and tied in LeBron to it, like how they did with OBJ. Somehow, I don't know why, it always happens, and I don't care that much.
LeBron, he was tied into the OBJ thing because he made a tweet.
I know why, but it's annoying.
I get what you're saying, but yeah, because I'm not a LeBron guy at all here. So, but yeah, I trust in Shefty. He tweets pretty quick.
Yeah. So starting here at the newest here, I got the Niners. They released their kicker, and also the Noah Fant was placed on that doesn't matter. Raiders released Nathan Peterman. That's what it was. The Raiders got rid of Nathan Peterman, the star bench quarterback for them. That man started for the Bills at one point.
Yeah, he did. I'm pretty sure that John Gruden thought that he's gonna become like the Jesus of the Raiders franchise at some point.
Somehow the Bills coach didn't get fired for that, McDermott.
Yeah, it's probably a blessing in disguise because right now they're looking pretty fucking hot.
No, they are. I can't. How the hell do you get away with that? He threw like 8 picks in 2 games.
He was pretty bad.
He was really bad. DeSean Jackson also has been released. Broncos have traded Carl Vincent Jr. to the Eagles. Let's see here. The Texans were not able to get a deal done for Lindsey, so he's still stuck with the Texans. But, I mean, they just got rid of Mark Ingram, so maybe he'll get more snaps and he'll become more happy with the Texans or just go to massage parlors. That also works, I guess.
insensitive.
The Eagles were trying to get rid of Fletcher Cox, but he was not able. Dude, they weren't able to find a trade.
Did you hear what the asking price supposedly was on Fletcher Cox?
Was it like 15 first rounds?
No, a third round pick.
A third round pick?
And
nobody gave that?
The Packers do nothing, by the way. I'm like, okay, so if you're a team trying to contend, how do you not give up a third round pick to get Fletcher Cox?
Yeah, he's a top 10 defensive tackle. The Cardinals just lost J.J. Watt. Get Fletcher Cox and put him on at the end or something. Like,
right. The Rams are so in that they don't have a single pick until the fourth round this year.
Fuck it. You don't need it. Picks don't play.
They're just like, fuck it. 3 years from now, we're going to be terrible. This year, we're going all in.
Fuck it. You don't need picks if you just keep signing young guys. You're not going to need a quarterback for another 10 years. Stafford's playing until he's 40. So you're fine with that. Receiver-wise, your receivers are pretty young. You just cut your oldest receiver with DeSean Jackson. Running back-wise, whatever. You can get a good running back in the fifth round. Lineman-wise, that's going to be an issue. Defensively, cornerbacks might be an issue. We got the best youngest cornerback out of Jalen Ramsey.
He's hype.
The only thing that's going to be hurt maybe is offensive line and maybe linebacking core.
Jalen Ramsey's all right. Maybe next year he'll be what J.C. Jackson is, you know?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe next year he could figure out what Trayvon Diggs is doing.
Yeah. Trayvon Diggs is pretty good. He's been balling out. Did he have a pick on Sunday night? I don't think he did.
No, he didn't.
So
Kirk Cousins doesn't. Kirk Cousins doesn't throw picks.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins. He's basically the equivalent of Ryan Tannehill.
Don't put that kind of fucking.
They're literally right in the same fucking tier.
You know, Kirk Cousins is one of three quarterbacks to have like 30,000 yards or something like that, and some hundred amount of touchdowns in his first, what is it, like 5, 6, whatever the hell, however long he's been playing. The only other two quarterbacks, by the way, for that stat that I don't remember what it was Dan Marino and Peyton Manning. So,
is this one of those stats, or is just like we got to make him look good to play on Sunday Night Football?
No, it was actually like it was a really good total stat, to be fair. But the total stat also was like the first like maybe it was like 6 to 8 years or something like that. I don't remember what the year was. But like for Peyton, it would have been when he was a lot younger. Like Kirk Cousins was 33.
My favorite stat is like when they throw it out there like, oh God, he's like the best quarterback to ever play on week 11 ever.
Week 11 ever.
This guy's 10 touchdowns all time in the last two seasons of week 11.
I think it was in the last 6 years or something like that. Cause he started for the last six seasons. This is his seventh season starting. And he had 30,000 yards.
Yeah. I'm not saying that he's a bad quarterback. Tannehill isn't either, but they're both slightly above average quarterbacks.
Yeah. Tannehill's really bad though.
They both have the benefit of a really good running back, and then they have the benefit of two really good receivers.
Well, the one thing I will say, though, is that I think you could put any other starting quarterback other than a few with the Titans, and the Titans get better, where with the Vikings, you can't really say the exact same thing.
All I'm going to say here is take the massage parlor out of it and Deshaun Watson's put on either one of these teams, they're automatically, like, no matter what, Super Bowl contenders.
Oh, yeah, but Deshaun Watson's an MJ of football. We've discussed this. But let's say, like, you throw Derek Carr is playing really well this year, so I don't want to say Derek Carr. But let's say, like,
Matt Ryan currently. Yeah.
I mean, Matt Ryan, honestly,
he's better than both of those guys, but not by a lot.
No, but I think with the Titans, he'd show a lot more improvement compared to Tannehill's numbers, where with the Vikings, I don't think he'd show that much more improvement.
Well, he'd show a lot more because he'd have a good run game. And he'd have Jefferson and Thielen. Right now, he just has Pitts because Ridley stepped away.
Yeah, because he's sad.
Yeah, I would be too playing for that team.
Yeah, it's stupid. The Chiefs traded away their guard to the Jets for a tight end.
They also got Melvin Ingram, by the way.
They did also get Melvin Ingram. That is correct. Yeah. Where the hell was that one? Yeah. They got him for a sixth-round pick, basically. Then also you have Henry Ruggs going to jail for 2 to 20 years, potentially.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
You know, Deshaun Watson did not get traded, sadly. Philip Rivers said that he would listen to the Saints if they need a quarterback, and he's not coaching right now, so he's fine. He's in game shape. He's a white quarterback, so, I mean, doesn't need to do much to stay in game shape.
Yeah, he needs to just keep that fucking arm nice and warm, so that way when Carson Wentz does go down for the season, he can step right back in for those Indianapolis Colts.
Exactly. Giants were trying to trade Evan Ingram, but they did not. You then had
you know what the asking price supposedly was for Evan Ingram?
What was it?
A fucking fifth round pick.
That's ridiculous, like, dude. He's a top 10 tight end. Yes, what is with this?
Between what I heard was supposedly the asking price for him and then Fletcher Cox, I'm like, how did these guys not get moved?
You get both those players on your team and changes your entire dynamic.
Not a Packers fan by any means, but if they would have went out and made the move to get Ingram, which they were in the works for, and Fletcher Cox, the Rams getting Von Miller wouldn't be as big of a deal.
Yeah. Linebacker Jalen Smith just got released from the Packers. He played two games with them, got one tackle. Charles Aminu got traded to the 49ers for a future late rounder. I think he was a D tackle or D end.
Yeah,
I think and he's then a D that end. was uh, That's all the stuff that happened. OBJ wanted to get traded. That didn't happen. Fun fact, Chicago Bulls are number one in the power rankings.
I know. They've only had one loss. It's a pretty good start to the year.
And then also, according to the CFB top 25, oh my God, Cincinnati is sixth.
The Braves are going to pull off, David.
Well, don't you fucking jinx it now. They have three outs to go.
Dude, it's 7-0 in the bottom of the ninth.
I see that. I see that.
There's no way that they can get – that they can fuck this up.
Don't you fucking – you shut your mouth. You shut your whole mouth.
Fuck you, dude. They're going to pull out. Good, good. That'll make you happy. They didn't blow a 3-1 lead or anything. That's good.
Yeah. The CFP College Bowl rankings, you have Georgia at 1, Alabama at 2, Michigan State at 3, and Oregon at 4.
You then Cincinnati got pushed down.
Cincinnati is 6th. They're below Ohio
State.
In that ranking.
How the fuck is Michigan State and Oregon up there?
Michigan State's undefeated, and they just beat Michigan, so that's fair. Oregon,
Michigan State. Michigan State's going to play Ohio State the next couple of weeks and get dick slapped.
Oh, I mean, probably, but they're 8-0 in the Big Ten, so you got to give them their credit while they have it.
But they shouldn't be about the Buckeyes.
Wake Forest is, like, they're undefeated, too, and they're, like, 9th or 8th, I think.
Wake Forest,
yeah, surprising.
Who are these old motherfuckers in the college football playoff committee?
I don't know. I'm surprised SMU isn't somewhere in there.
Yeah, right? They're just like, remember back when we used to be able to give money? McDonald's bags.
Where is it? So, no, that's not. I want the CFP rankings. What the hell? Why am I not? Why is it not giving me CFP rankings?
That one.
21. Top 10. Okay, here we go. So, yep, you have Georgia, Bama, Michigan State, Oregon. You then also have undefeated Oklahoma at 8th, undefeated Wake Forest at 9th.
They put Oklahoma under Cincinnati and Ohio State.
They put Oklahoma underneath Michigan, who's 7-1 and just lost to Michigan State.
That's fucking stupid.
I mean, Oklahoma's had a lot of really bad games. Like, they almost lost to Kansas.
Just for the record, if Oregon or Michigan State were to play Georgia or Alabama, they would get fucking murdered.
Yeah. Also, I noticed that NDSU is nowhere on this top 25. I'm a little disappointed, but whatever.
The whole city of Fargo is about ready to riot. They're just like, we want Bama.
We want Bama. But, all right, so we got through our picks and everything. We got through the trade deadline news. Got anything else you'd like to talk about?
Yeah, just what do you think? So with Ruggs, so I'm looking here. He's got 2 felony charges he's facing. So do you think this guy ever sees the field again?
Definitely not this year.
Well, not this year, but I'm talking next year and beyond.
I honestly think he goes to jail for a couple years.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know how hard they're going to – I know, but I don't know how hard they're going to press this in the state of Nevada. Because, like, so – let me look this up. Dante Sullworth accident. There we go. So – in 2014, Dante Stallworth killed a man while driving drunk. Not saying that's right, what happened here in any situation, but it happened in 2009, actually. So let's see. Don't you love how they tell a whole story in an article when you want to cut to the chase?
I know, right? It's so annoying.
So here's what Dante Stallworth did. 30 days in prison for the DUI manslaughter. And then I'm pretty sure he played again. Yeah. Sorry, I just got to look this up. I have a little bit of time finally today.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that he plays. I think he probably goes to jail for multiple years because...
I mean, he should. Like,
He has two felonies. If he does play, it won't be until, like, 2025.
Yeah, so Dante Stallworth had 30 days in jail, and then he played again. Like, they can't make these things up.
That's just ridiculous.
Like, so... He missed Dante Stallworth, so he had signed a 7-year, $35 million deal with the Cleveland Browns in 08. Killed a man in 09. He was suspended, which would probably happen to Ruggs. But then Dante Stallworth got reinstated the following year and signed with the Ravens. That's fucking wild to me.
Yeah, that's just ridiculous. I mean, I guess, so Michael Vick went to jail for 2 years and came back and immediately got a job in Philly.
Yeah. I
just didn't start until his second year with them, but like.
He never was the same. I mean, like Michael Vick's case, he missed, in my opinion, the prime of his career because of what he did.
But I mean, technically,
he was getting right into the prime of that shit. Like, I mean, the Falcons were basically right on the cusp of being contenders. Was Vic? They had Roddy White too, I think.
Yep, they had Roddy White.
They were a really good team. Then the other thing before we hop off of this, DeSean Jackson. Do you think he goes to a team like Green Bay? Possibly. I know I've been throwing them out here a lot, but I think they would be aggressive.
I don't think they'd go for him at all. I think that, I don't know. I think some stupid team picks him up. Like, let's say the Bills. The Bills.
The Bills would make sense. Because, like,
they don't have a lot of depth. Yeah, exactly. Like, Bills, maybe the Chiefs even. I don't know. Yeah, I don't think they go to Packers. I don't think they go to the team that makes the most sense. I think they just go to some random team. He goes to some random team that's in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think Gutekunst, he's just not being very aggressive again. I don't understand why. Rogers sounded pretty content, though, on McAfee's show today.
That he wants him, or?
No, that Gutekunst and him have had good communication about, like, the outlook for the franchise and how active they've been at the trade deadline and all that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's no fucking way. Like, these guys haven't done shit. Like, they picked up the linebacker and cut him after two games.
Well, the linebacker didn't play wide receiver, so that's the reason why they cut him.
Yeah, I know. They just need to go get Clay Matthews back, maybe A.J. Hawk, you know, really form that defense up, and then maybe even bring Donald Driver back in for a test run.
Did A.J. Hawk's actually game ready?
Yeah, he's game ready. I've seen him smoking cigars like every day on McAfee's show. He's ready. He's ready to rock.
Did you see Pat react to him being a Steelers kicker?
To who?
Either he's going to be a Steelers kicker.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, now checkbook big enough.
Yeah, Mike Tomlin was like talking on there like a month ago about McAfee. He's like, yeah, you were always on my wish list. I was just going to wait until you were old and broken so I could afford you.
Well, the Atlanta Braves have just defeated the Houston Astros 7-0 in Game 6. The Astros are your World Series champions and your biggest baby faces of 2021.
These Astros won? Because I know that didn't happen.
No, the Braves, sorry. The Braves are your biggest baby faces of 2021.
Yeah. That's good for the city of Atlanta, considering like the Falcons aren't very good.
This is the only sports franchise from Georgia that I don't like, too. So it's really a bittersweet for me. But I like them more than the Astros. So,
what team are you a fan of with baseball? Or do you not have one?
Twins and Dodgers.
Dodgers?
Yeah. I just like Kershaw. It's more just I like Kershaw. That's about it. I don't really care about anyone else on that team.
Yeah, I like Kershaw, too. But the Dodgers are just the Yankees West.
I know. That's why I have the Twins to even it out.
Yeah, that's fair. The Twins are kind of like the Rockies, where you love them but you hate them at the same time.
Yeah, because they don't fucking do anything to get better.
Yeah,
they have one or two good years and then they are shit for another five.
They like draft some really good prospects and let them play it out, but never surround them with talent. And then they just trade them for nothing.
What they do is they play them out. They get them really good, and once they're in their MVP years, they're like, "All right, let's trade them."
Huh. Pretty much. That's what happened with Arenado. Trevor Story's on his way out. It's not a great day to be alive, David. The rice is not cooking out of the microwave.
All right. Well, I suppose we should end it here.
All right, Tiger. Have fun.
Yep, talk to you later.
Bye.